Hey, it's the Pete here with Suskita.
Hello.
And we are at the Battle of Fort Washington Memorial, which is sort of a Roman Gothic-y kind of, not Gothic, I guess, just Roman-y kind of marble
monument-y
thing. I attached a picture to this of it, so you can see exactly what I'm talking about, but it's just like a giant marble plaque.
It's just south of Fort Washington Avenue and West 184th Street.
There you go. And basically, it's the site of a battle between 2,900 American Revolutionary soldiers and 8,000 Hessians who were determined to take this fort and succeeded, killing, I think it was 60 Americans and wounding a bunch more, and we actually lost control of the base or the fort for a long time, and then got it back
Can
later.
You tell them who the Hessians were?
The Hessians were German soldiers. They were the Blackwater of their day, although I don't think they had a health plan or anything.
They were hired by the British.
Yeah, because the British, I guess, couldn't... We didn't want to waste their men on fighting us, I guess? I don't know. Anyway, so this is a site. We're here doing this sort of Memorial Day thing. And actually, remembering the fallen, as it were.
This is the closest battle that's near our house. We're about 10 blocks.
Yeah, we're not far from this place at all. But I thought I'd read the plaque here that's on the monument. It says, "This memorial marks the site of Fort Washington, constructed by the Continental troops in the summer of 1776, taken by the British after a heroic defense, November 16th, 1776, repossessed by the Americans upon their triumphal entry into the city of New York, November 25th, 1783. So it was what 7 years later. Erected through this memorial being what they're talking about. Erected through the generosity of James Gordon Bennett. By the Empire State Society of the Sons of the American Revolution, November 16th, 1901. So it commemorates the battle.
It's hard to read
and
because
the letters are kind of worn down because it was built 108 years ago. Yeah. So
and Gordon Bennett or James Gordon Bennett. This area right here is called
Bennett Park,
and it actually marks the highest natural point on the Manhattan Island.
Right.
Yeah, so.
There you go.
It's like a big rock, and then there's a plaque.
Yeah.
And a bunch of kids are playing basketball on it.
Baseball. Yeah. There's also a little plaque here in the corner of this, of the giant plaque, and it says, "Site registered by the American Scenic and Historic Preservation Society, 1901. So there you go. Oh, and there's some lovely graffiti off on the side here, which is just lovely. But it's Sharpie, so it looks like it'll probably come off.
Oh, yeah.
Anybody bothers to do it. I don't have any rubbing alcohol on me, so. But anyway, so here we are.
Gorgeous day.
Remembering some people who have died for America. Literally. Yeah, I mean, that was the whole point.
You can't get that that pure thought about dying for America.
Yeah, unless.
The possibility of it.
Yeah, and that's certainly nothing we could experience or nothing this close we could experience on the West Coast. So, being in L.A., but now we're in New York, so there
it's
you go.
It's our neighborhood.
Yep.
Yay.
Anyway, so I think that's pretty much it. Just
I just want to say happy Towel Day to all those Douglas Adams fans. It is Towel Day. Yes, I know where my towel is.
And so do I.
Do you? Do you know where your towel is out there? So, yeah.
There you go. And that's pretty much it. This is the Pete and Suskita. Do you want to say your name? I'm sorry.
No, it's okay.
All right, but thank you for listening. Have a happy Memorial Day, and despite the somberness of this recording, please feel free to enjoy your brats and your barbecue and whatever else, because that's the other reason that American soldiers have died, so that we could have our freedoms and enjoy our days off and things like that. So there you go. But do take a moment, like we have, to remember.
Although, isn't it interesting that the Hessians battled this, we would have German sausages?
That's a good
maybe
point.
Maybe we shouldn't have German sausages. Or maybe that's just kind of in your face.
I think it's kind of in your face, Germans. Now we're eating your phallic objects.
Yeah.
I don't know. Anyway, sorry, I had to be funny somehow. Anyway, all right, well, thanks for listening. Have a lovely Memorial Day. Bye-bye.
Bye.